Hi, I'm Coral DeZeus, and Fridays are awesome. Chances are you're going to hear that again. Welcome to the show. We start this Friday with a look at a standoff over the U.S. debt ceiling. This is a limit on what the United States government is allowed to borrow. The first overall limit was set by Congress in 1939, and it can only be raised by Congress. That's been done dozens of times over the years, regardless of whether Democrats or Republicans were in control. Because the U.S. government spends far more money than it takes in, and it's done that for decades, it has to continually borrow more to pay its debts and fund its programs. The government has reached its current borrowing limit. That's at $28.5 trillion. If Congress doesn't vote to raise the debt ceiling again, the government won't be able to pay some of its bills. This could include military salaries, tax refunds, health care and retirement benefits, and interest the government owes on its debt. So why hasn't Congress raised it? This is where politics comes in. The decision is currently hung up in the U.S. Senate. Democrats there say more Republicans need to, quote, be responsible, that they need to join Democrats in voting to raise the debt ceiling to make sure the government pays its debts. Republicans say because Democrats control both chambers of Congress and the White House, their party's responsible for taking steps to raise the limit on its own. That might be possible, but neither party wants to be the only one to raise the debt ceiling. Politicians are afraid it'll look like only their side is the one doing all the spending. On the other hand, neither party wants to be blamed for any negative consequences if the debt ceiling isn't raised. So there's a lot of back and forth political wrestling whenever the government approaches its borrowing limit. In the past, Congress has always increased the limit. Financial analysts say failing to do that now could cause major economic problems in America and abroad. But with Democrats and Republicans so dug in, each saying it's the other side's responsibility to raise the debt ceiling now, compromise seems unlikely, raising serious questions concerning government debt and spending in the weeks ahead. 10-second trivia. Bubble tea originated in what Asian island? Taiwan, Okinawa, Sri Lanka, or Hong Kong Island? In the early 1980s, bubble tea was invented in Taiwan, an island with centuries-old traditions. More than 219 million people, the nation of Nigeria has the largest population in Africa. But officials estimate that more than 40% of Nigerians live in poverty, and many face food insecurity when people don't have regular access to enough nutritious food. For what they do have access to, spoilage can be a problem. As the heat rises during the day, the condition of produce deteriorates, and food sold at farmers' markets can decrease in value to less than half of where it started, if it gets sold at all. Some companies are offering cold storage units in hopes of preventing food spoilage in Nigeria and beyond.
It's In this busy Nigerian market, the race is on to sell fresh produce early in the day.
So you sell high quality very early in the morning. Then after 12 noon, under the intensity of the Nigerian sun, spoilage is being accelerated.
Of all the food produced, Nigeria loses and wastes around 40% per year, according to the World Bank, while over 80 million people in the country face food insecurity. It's a burning issue this man is trying to solve. Nemeka Ikegwonu is taking a fresh approach to food waste with cold hubs, food storage rooms designed for markets and farms that are entirely powered by the sun, using those very rays to cool the food down.
The mission really is to reduce food spoilage due to lack of cold storage at key points along the food supply chain.
Farmers and retailers can store a crate of produce for around 25 cents per day, keeping it fresh for up to 21 days.
This cold room can take and cool down up to 3 tons of food, and it cools down from 30, 35 degrees ambient temperature, which is what the food is coming in with, to about set temperature, 10 degrees Celsius. If pepper can stay in this cold room for up to 3 weeks, still very fresh.
The UN tells us that food waste accounts for up to 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions.
Each of these cold rooms should run on approximately between 20 to 30 liters of diesel every day. And by using solar energy, we kick off the diesel completely.
And Ikegwonu wants the cold hubs to have social as well as environmental impact.
We have been able to create about 66 new jobs for women. So many of these women have become empowered and change agents in their households and communities.
Before cold hubs, Ikegwonu started a radio network reaching an estimated 2 million listeners to help farmers share knowledge and learn effective farming practices.
Crop rotation is one of the oldest and most effective soil fertility control strategies.
Growing up on a farm himself, he knows the cost of losses can be devastating.
A Nigerian smallholder farmer goes through a lot. It's like climbing Kilimanjaro, where it's very difficult to climb, you know, but you have to produce food. And when you are unable to sell that commodity or throw away that commodity, number one, the financial investment all have been eroded. The environmental resources are all lost. The morale of the farmer is lost too. That is why we need to make sure that if we produce food, we should as much as possible try to get the food on the plate of those people.
AI composers, robot rovers, and intellectual posers were all on display at a recent technology conference in China. We say posers because this isn't the real Albert Einstein, but it does speak Chinese. Kind of looks like him too. But there were other sights to see, like dancing and backflipping dogs. Dogs good at keeping their footing, a robot on keyboards, and a mechanized system that can help medical patients. But why Einstein? Why not? He was considered a pretty brainy dude, relativity speaking. If you've got the quantum mechanics, a massive a budget, and the physics equivalent of his likeness squared, go ahead and throw in some artificial intelligence and theorize if it levels the unified playing field of robotics, y'all. Alright, today's shout-out goes out to Kearney High School. It is located in Kearney, Nebraska. We hope you and all y'all watching have a wonderful weekend ahead. I'm Carl Azus for CNN.